Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Well, good afternoon. You're listening to the I Love Politics show. I'm your host, B Says, and you can call me B. Today is Sunday, March 13th, 2016. It is 1:30 p.m. Central Daylight Time. My show today is titled, Do Nothing Politicians is America's Disaster, Not NAFTA. NAFTA, that come about, I think, back in the 1990s, before a lot of you were even born. But the reason I'm doing my show today about this is we are in a political climate, and things are happening in America in this political climate that's harming the working class. Politicians are harming America's working class. Lying career politicians are destroying America, not NAFTA. Lying outsourcing CEOs are destroying America, not NAFTA. Institutional racism is destroying America, not NAFTA. Unlawful policing policies is destroying America, not NAFTA. Racist citizens are destroying America, not NAFTA. And political, non-spiritual clergy destroying America, not NAFTA. This is what America looks like. A bunch of do-nothing politicians. They are a disaster to this country. And right now, we're in a primary season. And what that means is there are two parties that's out scouting, looking for voters, any means necessary. So they're amping up the racist citizens and using donations afforded by Citizens United to spend money to encourage their pundits, encourage their supporters to tear one another down. Now, why did I focus on do-nothing politicians is America's disaster, not NAFTA? Because I'm watching a politician, a career politician, that never held a productive job until he was 40 years old. I'm watching him tell lies to the people, to the low information voters, to the non-voters, to the young voters. He sat and was non-productive for the first 40 years of his life, contributing nothing to society. Everything he did was for himself. He finally became a mayor in a small populated state, Vermont, and he became mayor of Burlington. Well, again, based on statistics and things I've read about and searched out, he did nothing. He's a career politician. Now, who is this person I'm talking about? Bernard Sanders. He goes by the name of Bernie. I tweet. And I read a tweet that said, Bernie Sanders, Senator Bernie Sanders, campaign head, worked with Bernie Madoff. Bernard Madoff. So I tweeted Senator Sanders and wanted to know, want him to address that. Does Tad Devine work for you out of the goodness of his heart to help America? Or is he helping you run a Ponzi scheme on America? This is important to America. This is a question, as far as I'm concerned, that only Senator Sanders can answer. For Senator Sanders doesn't have a very good work history, first of all, for a 74-year-old man. And the only paychecks he ever drawn has been, I won't call them welfare checks, I'll just call them government checks. That's his, been his living. And there's nothing wrong with that. Except for these checks he's drawn since 1981 up until now, he haven't earned them. He haven't done anything for the people, not for the people of Vermont. He worked in the United States House of Representatives. He did nothing there. He's in the Senate right now. He's done nothing there. He headed up the Veterans Affairs. He did nothing there. But he claims victories and he claims accomplishments. He was arrested for marching with Martin Luther King Jr. back in the 60s. He claims credit there. The things that Senator Sanders claimed credit for are not things that qualify him to be president of the United States. He's doing what he do best, nothing, and he's doing what he do next to best, destroying other people. He's good at that. Because the way he cover himself is says that I don't do dirty campaigns. To him, it's not dirty because it's the way he is. That's who he is. So he don't see himself as dirty, but he is. And what got me is when he brought up about a month ago, NAFTA, and started to blame Hillary Clinton for NAFTA, and started to blame NAFTA for the disasters that we have in America today. With him being a 30-something-year career politician, he has done more harm to America than any other citizen other than another career politician. And Hillary Clinton is not a career politician. Bernie Sanders is a career politician who has not earned his money. He made the statement that he was a mediocre college student because he found college boring. Well, God forbid that he don't ever find work boring, because he hasn't worked. And the promotion that he seeks today is work. And I know no company that would let a person sit there and pay that person 30 years and then promote that person to a job and a pay raise, and that person has done absolutely nothing to increase the value of the company. That's not the way companies are run, but that's the way America is run. And the reason this America we live in is run this way, because America has been run by nothing but wealthy white men. And, of course, wealthy white men bring in men like Bernie Sanders as overseers. Overseers are not wealthy white men. Overseers do the dirt of wealthy white men. And overseers are white men. So when Bernie Sanders says that America's disaster is NAFTA, I have to call him a lie. Because, one, he's old enough to know better. And, two, he's just deliberately lying because he wants to use NAFTA, which is something that came out of the Clinton administration, Bill Clinton's administration. He wants to beat Hillary over the head with her husband. Now, he tried to bring up things about Monica Lewinsky, but I think the client told him, don't go there, Bernie. So he went to NAFTA instead. Senator Bernie is a dirty man. And he's not a Democrat. He took the role of a Democrat after he announced that he was running for president. If he was a true independent after 30 years, he would have increased the independent party where he could have run as an independent. But he prided himself on being an independent sitting amongst Democrats for 30 years. And now he shows he has no ability to build nothing, because if he did, he wouldn't be priding himself on being a 30-year no man in the Democrat Party. He would instead be saying what he did for the Independent Party, and that's why he's running today as an independent. But he's not running as an independent because he's lukewarm, just like all the other independents are. They're lukewarm. They don't have the courage to do something on their own, so they ride on the backs of either the Democrats or the Republicans. Bernie Sanders is a career politician, a do-nothing politician, and that's what is America's disaster, not NAFTA. And here in 2016, we have a career politician lying and saying that he has accomplished things in this country, that he has stood up for Black Americans, that he has stood up for Latino Americans. He lies, tells them that NAFTA is the reason Latinos and Blacks are not working today. NAFTA is not the reason of no jobs in America. Outsourcing is the reason of no jobs in America. Racial, institutional racism is the reason of no jobs in America. Not NAFTA. The same companies that's paying money out to other countries' citizens could be paying money to American citizens if career politicians like Senator Bernie Sanders hadn't written laws to help outsourcing alone. And if you didn't vote for outsourcing, if you sit on your behind and collected a check and didn't do nothing to stop it, except for say no, you are a part of the problem, Senator Bernie Sanders. Politicians is America's disaster, not NAFTA. Cities are deteriorating because of do-nothing politicians. America, wake up. Look around you. Because we have a Democrat, we have an independent, and I don't know what Trump is, but I'm naming these three people, Trump, Hillary, and Sanders. You might know Trump by the name the Donald. That's an animated character, and that's exactly what he is. And for him, let me read this. First, they came for the Jews, and I did not speak out because I was not a Jew. Then they came for the communists, and I did not speak out because I was not a communist. Then they came for the trade unions, and I did not speak out because I was not a trade unionist. Then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak for me. These words as written by Pastor N-I-E-M-O-L-L-E-R, Niemola, and it wrenches of the Donald. Now, this one I say to you from Gandhi. First, they ignore you. Then they laugh at you. Then they fight you. Then you win. Senator Sanders thinks this to be him. He is a snake in the grass. He even licks his tongue out when he's talking. Either his tongue is licking from side to side and up and down, or his lips are clamped that looks just like the lips of a snake just before he gets ready to bite. He comes against all that's good. He comes against things that in his lifetime he thought he would never see. A man like Senator Sanders never thought he would see a black president. A man like Senator Sanders never thought that he would see a woman thinking she should be president. That's because Senator Sanders is a 74-year-old man who come from the era of white supremacy, as in the white man ruled the woman, the white man ruled the black man, the white man ruled everything. And even though he was a poor white man, very, very poor, still poor now, but not very, very poor. Even though he was a very, very poor man, he had a status because he was a white man. And when civil rights was passed, he lost that. He had nothing left. Nothing. That's probably why he never had a job, because he thought that things were going to go back to the way they used to be. And he finally realized in 1980 that things would never be again for the white men like they had been. So he ended up finally going on a government check. And that's where he's been since 1981. And now he's a woman. And let me tell you a little bit about a woman and disaster in America. There was disaster in America amongst the races before civil rights, definitely. And it took the white women of this nation. Let me put it this way. It took the women of this nation to join with blacks of this nation to fight racism, to fight for equal rights. So white women and Latino women and Oriental women stood beside black women and black men and black ministers and black students and white students. It wasn't white men that stood with civil rights activists as much as it was the white women. The white men that stood with blacks, a lot of them are gone today. Some were killed for standing with blacks. White men mostly didn't have the courage to stand with blacks. One of the reasons is because in the 50s and 60s, if you had a heart for a black person and you were a white man, I'm going to say the word because no other word fits it. If you had a heart for a black person in the 50s and 60s, you were called a nigger lover. God forbid a white man to be known as a nigger lover in America. So when I see a man like Bernie Sanders come out against a woman like Hillary Clinton, in his eyesight, she's out of place. She's not where she should be. She have achieved. She have accomplished. And she came onto this earth since he did. He is a do-nothing politician. He is not an achiever. He's a complainer. He's a whiner. And now he says he wants to run America. I've been looking at things his surrogates are doing online, They are taking photos of Martin Luther King Jr. and splattering words across it to fit what they want to say about Bernie Sanders. How many lines will Bernie Sanders and his Bernie bots cross? They just really and truly have no care for nothing but themselves. And those who are not obstructionists that's supporting Bernie Sanders, they just see this as a game, as a sports team, and they want their team to win. We have a problem, America. When a man can stand and say, lying, that your city was destroyed because of NAFTA, and not say your city has been destroyed because of institutional racism. Your city has been destroyed because I, for one, have sit in government for since 1980 and have not made America better. That's why we have problems in America today, because we pay politicians to improve the quality of life, and it's not happening. And Bernie Sanders is one of those who have collected money ongoing. Bernie Sanders. And now he says that America is a disaster because of NAFTA. Bernie Sanders is a do-nothing politician. He reeks of evil doings. He does not care beyond himself. And he does a disservice to this country as a whole, because he don't mind using our youth. He doesn't mind using low-income people. He don't mind using racists. He is doing everything that he can to get a job, to get a promotion, to secure his retirement. Old people have dreams. And young people have visions. And today in America, there is a dream deferred. And that dream has been deferred because of wealthy men. President Obama is a black president, the first black president. We had 43 white presidents. And the dream is still deferred. President Clinton, along with John F. K., FDR, things aimed directly to help black communities. That helped all communities. Because you see, guys, in our communities, most of our communities where people are doing pretty good, we're integrated. Most of our communities where people are doing bad, they're integrated. And, of course, our communities where people are doing super well, they're integrated. Blacks have no problem with integration, with assimilation. And we are loyal people to God, to our churches, to our businesses where we work, to our families. We are loyal. Many times that loyalty is not displayed because money is always a factor. And even those communities where money is not standing in the way, racism stands in the way. We are not criminals any more than any other group of people. I am fourth generation free from bondage of the wealthy white man. I've done pretty good for myself. Pretty good. And I was able to do this without Bernie Sanders. Because men like Bernie Sanders will not contribute to the betterment of not only black communities, but white America. Men like Bernie Sanders does not do anything for anyone other than Bernie Sanders. Because he has nothing to show. Coca-Cola would not promote somebody who's been there working and has nothing to show in the line of accomplishments. We in America must vote. And we must vote against people like Bernie Sanders. Would be much further along had career politicians cared more about the country than about having a black family in the White House. When a black family went to the White House, the chant became Take America Back. A dream deferred. We live on, and that dream shall be received. Because all it takes is clout. We have the resources. We have the skills, the intelligence. All we need is the desire to come together as units across this country with specific causes, and with every cause, we need to have voting rights at the top of our list along with our cause. My cause is politics. My cause is praise. My cause is productivity. I know that these three things shall move us into the clout that we deserve. And I know how to make it work. Because I know how to get people working. Over the years, I put thousands and thousands and hundreds of thousands of people onto jobs. People who thought they had no hope. Thing that we need is in our country today. This instant, there is nothing that needs to be created but desire. And that has to come from within each of us. What happens to a dream deferred? Does it dry up like a raisin in the sun? Or fester like a sore and then run? Does it stink like rotten meat? Or crust and sugar over? Like a syrupy sweet? Maybe it just sags like a heavy load. Or does it explode into protesters like Ferguson on August the 10th of 2014? Oh, yeah, that's where we are. Come together, black clout, that's what it takes. A financial revolution, black clout, politics, praise and productivity. 360 days, we can be a different nation. Join me at Twitter. B says politics. That's where you find me, and you can call me B.